morning, friend. Time again for Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day with a song. D.L. Moody tells a story that a passenger was crossing the Atlantic and was sent to his bunk during the storm because he was terribly distressed by seasickness. A cry of "Man overboard!" was heard. "May God help the poor fellow, but there's nothing I can do to help," said the sick passenger. And then he thought to himself, "Wait, there is something I can do. I can at least put my lantern out of the porthole." He struggled to his feet and hung the light so it shone out into the darkness. The man who was drowning was rescued, and in recounting the story the next day, he said, "I was going down in the dark night for the last time when someone put a light in a porthole. It shone on my hand, and a sailor in a lifeboat grabbed it and pulled me in." Everyone holding forth his own light or using his one talent, no matter how small, will help accomplish God's purposes on earth and will thus glorify the Savior. What a joy it will be when the Master looks into our eyes in a future day and with a loving smile of approval says, "Good and faithful servant, you did what you could. Enter now into the joy of thy Lord."
The longer I walk by the side of the Lord, the sweeter the way grows to me. The farther
Chapter 14. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests and offered to betray him into their hands. And they, listening to him eagerly, promised him money, whereupon he looked about for an opportunity to betray him. On the first of the days of unleavened bread, the day when they offered the paschal sacrifice, his disciples asked Jesus, "Where wilt thou have us go and make ready for thee to eat the paschal meal?" And he sent two of his disciples on this errand. "Go into the city, and there a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. You are to follow him, and say to the owner of the house into which he enters, 'The master says, where is my room, in which I am to eat the paschal meal with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. It is there that you are to make ready for us."